Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, we have a story by Don Mathers telling a little history of the Chelan area in 1898. In the late 90s, everyone had a saddle horse of some sort. People came to town on Saturdays for exciting sports as horse racing in the streets and riding bucking cayuses. This note would not be complete without mention of Merle Higley. He was never known to do a hard day's work, but ventured into many ways of getting along. First a candy store in Lakeside, then a transfer line to Chelan Falls. An auctioneer, farmer, general trader, he held sales and would sell anything brought in during the week following Saturday for a 10% of the selling price. His trading principles were sometimes questionable. One had to be listening to be sure what he said. He got into a fight with Hatfield MacArthur, a Nova Scotian native, and was the only man I know of that got away with hitting Mac. He hit him hard between the eyes and ran away. MacArthur was one of the finest men I ever saw when he was sober, but he drank heavily and was mean and able to handle most men. He always wanted to beat somebody up when he came to town and would often run everyone out of the saloons, scaring the bartender out of his boots. One time, I tied my horse back of the Brownfield saloon and walked in the back door. Hatfield grabbed me, set me up on the bar and said, "Have a drink with me." I told him I would as soon drink with him as any man I knew, but I did not drink. "All right, kid, I won't insist on your taking a drink with me." I used to hunt birds with Hat, as we called him. In 1906, I went with Hat, Bill Club, Charles Oberla, to Hat's ranch on the south side of the butte. We started up a narrow draw, Hat and Bill on one side, Charles and I on the other. We agreed we wouldn't shoot across the draw before we started. When Bill heard a bird fly, saw me move through the brush, and shot at me at about 35 yards, knocking me cold. They had to carry me about 2 miles over a rough hillside. Hat carried me most of the way. I lost track of him when he left Chelan for Montana, a big man with a big heart and bad habits. There are several more stories that could be told and will be told over and over again, but his good deeds more than balance the bad ones. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.